Specsavers is proud to support the Green Hour. Let's work together in preserving the planet.
Sizwe, good morning. Welcome to the Green Hour.
Thank you, Gareth. Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Tell us a little about yourself. Where are you based and what are you up to these days? What are you studying?
Thank you very much. I'm from Kwanobusha in Uitenhage. I was born and bred there, but I'm presently in Johannesburg, attending a course in social enterprise at the University of Johannesburg.
Wonderful.
This is a prize that was awarded to us through Zuka by the city of Johannesburg.
Wonderful. Have you always been somebody with an innovation in mind of trying to make and invent new products?
In a way, yes, I could say that because in my past work experience at Telkom, I would always find different ways of doing things, which sometimes landed me into trouble with my previous bosses. But I landed quite well with my former bosses. Yes,
well, I think it's wonderful to hear because innovation is such an important part of a country's growth. How did you hear about this Global Clean Tech Innovation Program? Where did you hear about it?
I was a winner in 2014 of the Gauteng Accelerator Program, what they called the Gauteng Growth and Development Agency, which is housed at the program housed at the Innovation Hub in Pretoria, where we won third prize of that competition. And through that, we got to hear about the GCIP,
sure.
And since then, we've been part of it. Yes.
Wonderful. So tell us about Zuka Yetu. What is it that you guys do, and what have you come up with?
Zuka is colloquial for the 5-cent coin, when I got it. And many people don't see value in 5-cent coins.
Yes, of course.
But if Chiefs and Pirates are playing at F&B Stadium, 92,000 people will fill that stadium. And Chiefs is playing very well, obviously. Now they're not. So if you were to ask each individual at that stadium to bring us 1 5-cent coin, they'll collect 4,600 rand.
Wow.
So there are resources out there, Wenagareth, that people don't see value in. And using this methodology, we are able to use this concept to extract value from resources that people may not necessarily see value from. What we're doing, as Gershwin has just Elenda pointed out, we are busy with the waste beneficiation, in the waste beneficiation
Wonderful.
Space, where we turn vegetable waste, fruit waste, and garden waste into organic liquid pesticides and fertilizers using biotechnology known as vermicomposting.
Wow.
We also we bring in a bit of indigenous knowledge, which I picked up from my grandmother and grandfather in Mhlanganisweni, in Libote, in the Transkei. Issues around using ash as an insect repellent, using your garlics, your aloe, and all those types of things. So we infuse all those types of things, and there's lots and lots of these widely and freely available lender plants and all those types of things in nature that we infuse into Zuka and come up with a brand of Zuka to address whatever pest challenge that you have in your garden, or whatever fertilizer or soil conditioning challenges you may have for whatever crop that you want to plant.
What's lovely is that this is a natural product that you are making, and it's combating one of our daily problems that we have with the easiest possible solution. This sounds like a solution for South Africa. This is something we need.
Absolutely, absolutely, correct. And Zuka is not only addressing this issue around pesticides and fertilizers, but as you asked, Gareth, question earlier, why is it important to have GCIP today? We have many challenges that we're facing. We're facing challenges of unemployment, challenges of food insecurity. I mean, Gareth, we have people that are eating in Port Elizabeth, I know, from rubbish bins. People that are scavenging food from island or from waste dumping sites. I mean, outside of my township, Kwanobusha, as you go to Motherwell, we've got people that are staying there.
Yes.
And this Elenda project seeks to bring people's dignity back, where we want to teach people how to be self-sufficient, and instead of eating the contaminated food, use that food to create a product that they can either sell or produce good food that they can eat or even sell to earn a living.
It's very inspiring, Sizwe, to hear your story and to hear the wonderful work that you guys are doing. Is your products already available? I mean, would I be able to go out and purchase them somewhere?
Yes, for me, it is available, Gareth, but we are leading towards being available in shelves very soon.
Okay.
We are following up with registration with the Department of Agriculture, which then would allow us to be in shelves at hardware stores and nurseries nationwide.
Okay. Sizwe, just finally, the award obviously is and the program has done wonders for you just to assist in your growth. What's been some of the highlights, and would you recommend somebody getting involved with the GCRP program?
Absolutely, Gareth. Highlight, challenged by Minister Pando. She handed me the award last year, and she issued a challenge to me that we need to create these jobs, which is something I'm very passionate about, because
wonderful.
I would rather have people plant their food or do those kind of things. And one project I would like to have to see is fruit trees, when I correct, planted on the city streets instead of the trees that are planted now for only shade.
Yes.
That then I would like to see. I was talking to my mom before I left, that she was concerned that the plants that I planted, people are going to steal them. Then I said, let them steal.
Yes,
I'd rather
absolutely.
Have them steal in the street the fruit that is growing in the streets rather than coming to my house and trouble you alone there or steal my car when it's parked outside.
Yeah.
So it's those kind of things that the minister, I'd love to answer that challenge that she put on me, Orlando, to create the jobs that we had promised that we'd create. It's a very, very wonderful opportunity to be associated with the GCIP, and I would encourage especially young people, to be a part of this and come on board and see what they can do with their innovation.
Well, you're a success story. We're very proud of what you've done representing not only this region but the true South African story. Sizwe, all the best for the rest of your project. Keep stay in touch with us. We'd love to hear how things go, and all the best for your studies today. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gareth.
Cheers, bye-bye.
You're listening to Gareth Birley on the Specsavers Big Breakfast.